This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Of course it is. Educated educators talking education. It is me, Tim Slecker. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci has the night off tonight. Well-deserved. And hopefully we'll have Johnny back next week. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Remember, if you want to talk, call us 844-967-2789. Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has been going on now for an entire year, Jimmy K.
It needs to end.
I know.
I mean, the COVID part has to end.
Yeah, COVID, but teaching and learning during COVID sure has to end. Speaking of that, though, wonderful. Reach out. I love it when teachers reach out and say, hey, I want to talk on your show. So teacher Nobel P says, Tim sends me an email. I got some stuff to talk about. And I was like, well, absolutely. In fact, she was on the podcast like 3 years ago when we did a Teaching for Black Lives event at Edgewood College. So Nobel P, teacher Nobel, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you?
Well, just gearing up for, you know, for what's coming. So my name's Sobel, and I've been working in the public schools for about 15 years. And I have worked in different schools and in all kinds of roles throughout the public school system.
Yeah, and you said you wanted to start, though, with a little disclaimer?
Yeah, okay. So I want to, before I go into it, the views are my own and do not necessarily represent the views of my employer. These are from my own experience, and events I share here are verifiable. Okay.
All right. There we go. So, in other words, you're speaking as Nobel, not as a representative of X school district or whatever that is. And, of course, any teacher, anybody who calls anytime, you are always, keep that in mind, speaking for yourself. And we like to say this, we are educated educators who speak education. And that right there is qualifier enough, because that's all we ever have on the show is educated educators talking education. Nobel, though, one of the things that we were talking about is we're hearing it now across the country. Time to get back to the classrooms. The science is clear, all of this stuff. You were going to say, but yo, I want to talk about the realities of classrooms.
Correct.
Okay, so what? Tell me about your classroom.
All right, so I serve in different classrooms. I have a specialty. And I, you know, in this debate that's, you know, local and state and national about reopening, I wanted to share just how complex this is. This isn't just about vaccines or about this one thing. It's really about deep-rooted issues like adequate school funding. Mm. And so I thought I would tell you just the story.
Sure.
That would exemplify, you know, conditions that I have witnessed throughout different schools. So, and I have many of those, but one that comes to mind in this, you know, in this time of the pandemic was that a few years ago, it was a typical day, and a code red was called. So this is when an armed intruder is entering or threatening the building.
Okay.
And it's absolutely the most panic-filled 90 seconds of my life.
I can imagine, right?
Like a hellish eternity, right? We're keeping calm and cool on the outside, but, you know. Luckily, it ended quickly with no harm done. And it turned out to be a person that was being chased by the police. And in their moment of panic, they ran to find a hiding place. And that's when the person entered our building through the open gym doors. So it turned out he was not armed. So I want to make that clear.
Right.
You know, we weren't, that was a relief. We weren't in like that danger. Yet we still had an intruder come into our building.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this expansive door security system, and all doors need to be closed for it, obviously, to provide that safety. So why were the gym doors open?
So Let me. So what you're saying is that all safety precautions were there to stop any intruder. The problem is that the precautions have to be precautioned.
So they were open because the heating system has been needing repair forever. And I'm telling you, it was like a sauna in there. Literally, kids having PE in there is an impossible learning environment.
Okay.
I'm not even getting into how tough it is for teachers. I'm just talking about kids learning. Mm-hmm. It's impossible of how hot that was, especially when the temperatures outside get warmer. So we have this expensive, you know, we have this expensive system, and the doors, you know, they make families feel safer, and it's supposed to deter the threat. Yet the loophole to that safety, fixing, you know, the HVAC system or whatever, the boilers, whatever, is many times cheaper to fix than that expensive system on doors. And yet it was crucial to our safety that day.
Mm-hmm.
So my point comes to, like, after we had this experience of safety in our building, of that safety being compromised, we walk in. I'm in a lot of schools. I travel through school, to three different schools, and it's still hot. It's still the sauna. So it hasn't been fixed yet.
So right? You still have an HVAC problem. And as far as we know, though, we think the doors are going to be locked because we're hoping that right now that would not be that thing. And so the kind of, and I just want to put this too, for the story we're talking about, is it, you know, people are saying, look, it's safe to return to schools during COVID right now. Experts are saying, and Nobel's story about, look, experts said the security system on the doors was secure only when the doors are closed. So that's a big caveat. And in fact, Johnny and I and the guests, we have been trying to talk about this reopening. When people talk about it, why don't they start with the caveats first and say, and blank, 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 blank. If all of those blanks are checked, yes, then go for it. Instead, it's go for it, but. And I always say, when you're doing that as a journalist or as a radio person, or if you're doing that in the newspaper, most people don't hear the buts. Nobel?
So, yeah, I really think that, you know, to walk in there and see in the context of COVID, like, it wasn't even fixed before when it was serious. So they might, you know, is COVID not serious? What does it tell you about airflow? What does it tell you about other schools? So my issue, you know, personally, it's not with science. Science is real. I mean, let me just say that.
Okay, you're okay with science then.
Yeah, okay. I think we're okay with science.
Okay, good. I want to make sure because I didn't know if we had a flat earth teacher or something like that with me.
So science is real. So if the experts, right, if the science is telling us that we can reopen with A, B, C, and D in place, I believe them. The problem is the implementation of it. Once those guidelines are passed and trickled down, who knows what we get? We might get A with caveats, as you said. We might get B. Who knows if we're going to get C or D in all these guidelines? So I will speak for myself. I don't have trust that all of our buildings have been serviced. Has there been servicing done? Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, there has been. But can we say all of them? Which ones? Which ones are still waiting in a backlog of work orders? You know, there's no guarantees. And this issue goes beyond safety.
Okay, like, but I'm gonna throw this at you because this is what people are saying. Nobel, there just aren't going to be any guarantees, and that's just life. And why are you teachers special that you have to have a guarantee?
I would say it's not about teachers.
Okay.
I would say it's not about me being special. It's your kids who are special. If it was if the life of our kid is hanging on having to go through every single vent and find out what the quality, what the airflow is, isn't that a reason enough to go through things, through these things extensively, mm-hmm. right? Because it's not really, maybe teachers get vaccines, whatever. But what if children take something home or they take it to their grandparents, especially in communities where there are where they are not as vaccinated, where there's less numbers of people getting vaccinated.
Right.
So it's I would say that the guarantees are maybe not for teachers, but what about our kids? Are you saying that, oh, well, kids,
they'll be fine. Yeah. Hey, wait. In fact, that's been the message in one sense has been like, hey, look, the kids are going to be fine, which I've always been a little bit more kind of skeptical even with that one, because I'm not exactly sure, because we don't know, the science isn't really clear yet on the long-term effects of COVID on children. So we don't truly know that it's really safe for kids. But even if it is, it doesn't take into account, as you just said, the large amounts of teachers, staff, and other people that are in this building or any building that is out there. It is Teacher Nobel P joining us on Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. If you want to call, give us a call, 844-967-2789. If you're a teacher out there, you've got something to add to this conversation, we would love to hear from you. Or if you're one of those angry people saying, teachers, come on, get my kids back in school, because I can't deal with Zoom breaking down one more time. I just have had it. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, back at the break.
Milwaukee is a great city with a great history and great architecture. You can take in Milwaukee's history and architecture while you partake in the delicious Wisconsin craft beer at Regano's Roman Coin. The Roman Coin features weekly drink specials, trivia on Wednesdays, pinball, a pool table, a jukebox, and a great selection of craft beers. The Roman Coin is also pet-friendly to appeal to the canine crowd, and you can order it from several nearby restaurants. Regano's Roman Coin, 1004 East Brady Street on Milwaukee's east side.
Stream Progressive News and Talk 24/7, as well as download exclusive podcasts and interviews at DevilRadio927.com. That's DevilRadio927.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates, inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be covering politics, all politics, from national to local, but from a Wisconsin perspective. This is open mic, no holds barred. You call in on any political subject.
If you can say to a judge, the Attorney General of the United States instructed all the U.S. attorneys to investigate for fraud, which itself was wrong, anti-democratic. The U.S. attorneys don't go on a witch hunt.
Listen to Matt Flynn Direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio.
Gotta cut you down.
From Wanakee to McFarland, 92.7 FM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Wow, who knew, Nobel, you would get Matt Damon on Busted Pencils? Fully leaded.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's Matt. Of course it's real. Everybody's like, is that really Matt? Yeah, that's Matt. Matt Damon's mom. And she's on the show sometimes as one of our guests because Matt Damon's mom, Teacher Nancy, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, is actually more famous. She was famous as an educator before Matt was famous as an actor. So, but we love when Matt comes on and says, stop bothering me, ask my mom. But now tonight we're asking Nobel, coming back to school. All the experts talk about the safety. Again, if you want to join us, it's 844-967-2789. Nobel, though, you were kind of wanting to talk a little bit about this whole idea of expert and what's best, and maybe you have a different take.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to say I don't hear you super loud like I did before,
okay.
Just so that you know.
Jimmy will help that.
So I, you know, one thing that comes to mind when I read parent comments and, you know, through media and their reactions, it's like they're all up in arms. You know, we must reopen now. It's what's best for kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones who are saying we must do what science says. It's safe, you know. So I want to talk about this word integrity, right? Which to me, part of integrity is in a way practicing what you preach, right? So if I, you know, I like to see parents, I really do. I like to see the community coming out and saying, it's what's best for kids. I love that. But if they're going to do that, then they have to have integrity. And they have to say then that what is they have to stand up and be all up in arms about the fact that kids today, small children, are not even getting enough outdoor time.
Mm.
We have maybe two recesses with 15 minutes or 20 minutes, depending on the school and whatnot. We have, I mean, not even for learning purposes. I mean, there is expert science, you know, there are scientific journals that publish all the benefits of outdoor learning, right? Not just for creativity, not just for developing resilience and grit, which is what we need after the pandemic, but also from the point of view of, you know, the obesity and diabetes epidemic in children.
Mm.
And I don't see those parents who are so, you know, incensed about, you know, opening because it's best for children. I don't see them as incensed per se when it comes to also standing up for what is best for them, like at least getting, you know, outdoor education, like minimizing standardized testing.
So
right?
In one way, yeah. So this is, you're kind of throwing this back and in the second half hour, I'm going to talk about this New York Times article about quote experts, but this, you know, everybody's worried about what's best for kids now during a pandemic. And I think you're bringing up, what about what was best for kids pre-pandemic? Because where was the arguing and yelling and chest beating about you're not doing what's best for my kids? So you give a great example. When we limit outdoor time to children, you know, recess, when we limit that, in fact, Matt Damon's mom would be the first person, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, who's an early childhood person, saying, wait a minute, kids need more play than they need to be sitting down in front of people. So, mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about that, that's right. It's like, where is this? And you use the word integrity. I'm not, you know, maybe that's one way to phrase it, but I think that, is it possible that maybe people forgot that pre-pandemic things weren't as great as we believe they were? And so now wishing for normal is more of just this kind of a wish where they're forgetting all of the other things that you were talking about, Nobel.
Yeah. And I also think I would actually, you know, extend that and say what was good for kids pre-pandemic is probably even better, or it's more of a need now per se post-pandemic, right? Because what was good before now is crucial. Like social emotional learning, like making sure we can address development needs, like making sure we can address instructional models that will truly help our kids. So this reopening business, you know, all this idea of reopening is, you know, is about, I feel that as someone who stands for fully funded schools, I see all the issues with reopening not being just safety, but being about developing instructional models that would make sense now for the pandemic and maybe inform decisions in the future. What we have, for example, is a model where kids are going to be pretty much anchored to a desk for their full day with no academic rewards per se compared to what they were already getting. Right.
Well, so yeah, think about that, right? I mean, it's like, okay, what are you wishing to send your kids back to? Because it's not back to normal. And we can criticize the crap out of normal, but remember that if they go back, what's going back going to look like? And Nobel, that's a wonderful point for you to bring up, because attached to a desk. Now, we're not going to say they're going to be chained, and hopefully no public school would actually do anything like that. But remember, restricted movement is part of the CDC and everybody's guidelines, is keep those kids from getting around other kids, which I've always thought, I want to see somebody do that with 25, 8-year-olds, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes time, keep them socially distant and keep that mask on. Nobel, you got 1 minute here. What do you want everybody out there to hear?
I would want everybody to know that we want to reopen and reopen safely with instructional models for our kids that are sound and with developmental models for our kids that are sound. That we miss their kids, our kids, we miss them so much. We love our work and we need support so that we can do our work. We are experts at our work. So I need you to, as you believe scientists out there in public health, I need you to believe us, because this is our thing. This is what we went to school for. We are the experts when it comes to learning.
Oh, Nobel. Teacher Nobel P, you do get a Nobel Prize from Busted Pencils tonight. Fully leaded education talk. Nobel here letting us know the reality of, you know, come on, let's let teachers actually have some expertise. My goodness, that would be a breath of fresh air. But that's what we do here on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Nobel, thank you so much for joining us tonight. When we get back, make sure you give us a call, 844-967-2789. Teacher Joanna will be joining us, and we'll be talking a little bit about New York Times Busted Pencils back after the break.